It's gonna get uncomfortable. It's gonna get crazy. It's gonna get weird. But you have to get used to this. We're gonna interrupt each other. You're gonna interrupt your friends. You're gonna make your friends feel weird. You're gonna make your non-friends feel weird.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
The Joe and Alex Show on a Tuesday, the 18th of June, 2019. So glad that you are here with us. Twitter and Instagram, a great way to connect with the show. It's at Joe and Alex Show. For Facebook, just search for Radio Now. Whether you're in Indianapolis, Indiana, listening on Radio Now 100.9, or in Houston, Texas, H-Town 92.1. Radio Now, you can search for it there too. JoeAndAlexShow.com. We post everything up online. And yeah, let's go around the room and say hello to everybody. Let's start out with Alex Clark. Hey, good morning.
Good morning. I have started your show, Chernobyl or whatever.
Yes, I created it. Yes, what do you think?
It's the show Joe's been liking on HBO. It's also, what'd you say, rated the best TV show of all time on Internet Movie Database right now?
Yeah, IMDb. Like, it beat everything, and even their score was so much higher compared to, like, great classic movies of, like, Shawshank Redemption. But, yeah, it's bigger than any show, at least the last time we talked about it a week ago. Maybe it's went down, but it was the highest of all time.
It is very nerve-wracking. It's, like, 6 episodes or something like that.
5. I think it's 5.
Okay,
but
they're, like, an hour and a half long each. Mm-hmm. I mean, it is intense. It's scary. It is informative and educational, eerie,
and
sad.
Oh, very, very sad. You're not going to be like, well, I feel good watching Chernobyl today.
No, this has me paranoid. I'm Googling, where's the nearest nuclear power plant?
Okay, you're done watching it. Liv and I are revoking your access to HBO Go. You are no longer allowed to do that.
There's one like only like 5 hours away or so from us, so that's pretty close. If something were to happen, we're dead. But this show has me really, it just makes you think. And I don't know if I would say I love it, like it's one of my favorite shows of all time I've ever seen, but it is interesting. I think it's worth a watch.
I like learning as I go. Now, it's not who knows if it's 100% accurate. I wasn't there. I don't know. But it could have been so much worse.
Yeah. Well, if I had to choose, if I prefer that or something like Handmaid's Tale or Big Little Lies, I definitely gonna choose the other. But
makes
I do
sense.
Like this. I do like this. I think you should watch. I think this is something like a lot of like other women, like you'll probably feel the same way as me, but your husbands would definitely really like it, I think.
Alex, when you said you Googled the closest one,
yeah,
I used to work at that place.
Ooh, then you definitely need to watch this, although you probably could never afford HBO.
No, not yet. Soon. Very soon. But I drove right next to the actual nuclear reactor.
Gosh, gives me the creeps.
Do you just, when you live that close to a place like that, you're just like, okay, you don't worry about it?
Well, I'm sure your property taxes are a lot lower.
Because there's nothing you can do. I mean, something that was to go down, you're there on like ground zero. Okay, whatever.
Yeah.
I'm going to drive away fast. I'll outrun this one.
So anyway, I have something new to be paranoid about. I'm sure you guys love that.
Good. Usually it's Liv the Web Girl who's paranoid. Hey, good morning. How are you, Liv?
I'm good. So yesterday I was supposed to start my new job that I was so excited about.
But you got fired already.
Wow,
no,
that is so quick.
You're like literally the 6th person to make that joke.
Hold on. Let's make it funnier. Let's make
She's
it funnier
it.
Real quick. No, I mean, sorry. There you go.
I did not get fired already, but my boss there texted me, and she had a bunch of stuff like going wrong yesterday, so she didn't know when she was going to be able to make it to the place because she kind of works on her own schedule, and like I don't have a key or anything, like just been like standing out there abandoned. So she's like, "Let's just make
hello
your first day on Wednesday." So yesterday I got to like nap and stuff before my third job, which was nice.
Did you offer to help her with her stuff? You said she was locked out or something.
Well, she wasn't locked out. Her car was just blocked in.
Did you offer to help her with her car? Did you offer to come in later?
Wait.
She couldn't. If her car's blocked in by like construction trucks and moving trucks, there's not much I could do.
A dedicated employee would be like, I'll wait and I'll come in when it moves.
She couldn't Uber or Lyft to work? Does your boss not know like what 2019 is?
I mean, she probably has stuff in her car that she needs for her work. And also, she makes
does she have all the bikes in her car?
And she makes her own schedule. So it's kind of just like whenever she's ready to go in, she's ready to go in.
Well, we're excited for you to finally one day have your first day.
In the near future.
Thank you.
Well, at least your day was exciting. Mine, I just rested.
Well, you just slept all day pork chop?
Pretty much, and it was good. I woke up and had Taco Bell. I ate healthy Taco Bell, though. I got the power burrito because we were talking about that off the air yesterday.
It still all does the same thing when it comes out, but yeah.
At least I feel better. Like, I feel like I've been eating healthy.
Do you feel more powerful now that you had the power burrito?
I can't take you seriously saying I feel like I've been eating healthy and you tell us that you're eating Taco Bell.
The power burrito. Google the facts, the nutrition facts. It's healthy. And I've only had soda once in the last 7 days.
Now, that's good. Cutting down on soda is huge overall for your health and to have teeth, which is always nice to have your teeth. Well, that's cool, dude. It sounds like an exciting day. You might have been the coolest person on anybody.
Joe, you have a new bracelet on. Is that from yesterday?
No, I've had this for a while. We were doing some cleaning and found it yesterday. I don't know. I don't even know how to keep the damn thing on because, like, you're supposed to tie the string around. I don't know what I'm doing.
Your wrist is too big.
No, shut your mouth. It's not too big.
You said you don't know how to keep it on.
There's plenty of length, but, like, trying to wrap it around, I don't know how you actually, like, secure it because it gets all, like, it wants to unwind. I don't even know if I'm doing it right.
Oh.
But no, this is just something I'm wearing. Does it work? Do I look cool?
No.
It does, yeah.
Okay, good, because I'm trying to make the show sound better.
I have one, too.
Okay, taking it off.
I was going to, the first...
No, taking it
the
off.
The first thought that popped into my mind was, is this a friendship bracelet with pork chops?
Would you be cool if you if we had another one?
It does, it looks like a friendship bracelet.
You know what I'm going to do? I got us all those coffee mugs that turned out terrible.
They're fine. You're always so hard on yourself. They're fine.
I'm going to get us friendship bracelets. We can have little charms we can add to them each year.
That's a good idea. I'm doing that for Christmas.
My day, I mentioned maybe you missed it towards the end of the show, but we had somebody come over and clean our house, like a house cleaner for the first time. And I don't know if our place was extra dirty because she only was supposed to be there an hour. She was there like 2.5 hours.
Well, that's a smart way to do it to get more money. Like, oh, sorry. Ended up working later. You got to pay me now.
It was a full day.
It's not like she did it for free, right?
No. She got paid, but it was worth it. And holy crap, like our house just seems like the cleanest I've ever seen it before we even moved in.
Good.
So I'm like, wow, okay. I can see doing this twice a month, you know, every 2 weeks
doing
it.
Can she come do mine? How'd you find her?
You ever hear of an app called Nextdoor?
Yeah.
Nextdoor. People recommended it and went through, did a little bit of a vetting process. I mean, I hope she doesn't kill me or steal all my pharmaceuticals, but just kind of that's how we initially connected.
Okay, cool.
So it turned out pretty good, and I'm very happy with that. Plus, I got to work out yesterday. I finally used my gym pass that I paid for about 3 months and never went, so that was good. Dude, it's funny when you add up all the money you spend on something and you never use it. I'm like, okay, this is $40, $80. All right, $120 for one visit. Okay, jeez. Good deal. All right. Well, yeah, that was our day yesterday. You can tweet us at Joe and Alex Show and let us know how yours was.
Oh, I love trash.
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Who cares about this garbage?
Artist, heiress, and designer Gloria Vanderbilt has died at the age of 95. Her son, CNN's Anderson Cooper, announced her death yesterday. He said earlier this month, we had to take her to the hospital. That's where she learned she had very advanced cancer in her stomach and that it had spread. What an extraordinary life. What an extraordinary mom. And what an incredible woman. Gloria was an heiress of shipping and railroad tycoon Cornelius Vanderbilt, one of the richest men in American history. Gloria Vanderbilt developed her own creative drive and earned her own income. She was known for vivid paintings and collages. She was asked to design everything from China to linen, and by the 1970s, she was designing glamorous skinny jeans. She had affairs with Errol Flynn, Frank Sinatra, Gene Kelly, Howard Hughes, and Marlon Brando. On CNN, they kind of did a little tribute for her with Anderson Cooper talking about her life as an iconic fashion designer and more.
Gloria Vanderbilt, legendary fashion idol, has just passed away. We're just getting in. Have a look at her life. She's died at the age of 95.
Gloria Vanderbilt, my mom, lived her entire life in the public eye. Born in 1924, her father, Reginald Vanderbilt, was heir to the Vanderbilt Railroad fortune, but gambled away most of his inheritance and died when my mom was just a baby.
She's, of course, the mother of our colleague, Anderson Cooper, and that was Anderson's voice there telling the most personal story possible, the story of losing your mother.
Anderson Cooper also gave an example about how him and his mom share the same distinctive laugh.
Later, she made a joke and we started giggling. I never knew that we had the exact same giggle. I recorded it, and it makes me giggle every time I watch it.
God, they have like the most weirdest laugh in the world.
So cute.
It's cute, but it's so, I mean, Anderson Cooper's laugh makes me laugh.
James and James Corden had Michelle Obama on, and they did this like U.S. versus U.K. celebrity dodgeball game. And so for the U.S., Michelle Obama recruited Mila Kunis, and then for the U.K., James Corden got Harry Styles, and they talked about being recruited for their match, Mila and Harry.
Listen, when Michelle Obama calls and asks you to do anything, you just say yes.
When James Corden calls you, you initially ignore the call. Then he keeps calling you, and then he starts texting saying, hey, did you get my call? And then he shows up at your house, your work, your hairdresser, your Pilates class, and your shower.
And then James debated with Michelle Obama about the UK being better than the US.
I'm sorry, with all due respect, okay? I'm British. There is nothing you can do that we can't do better.
Oh, yeah? Like what exactly?
For a start, music, the Beatles, the Rolling Stones, Led Zeppelin, Adele, Take That.
Who?
Yes, the Who. That's a good one, yeah.
Okay, one word. Beyonce.
Oh.
Elvis, Stevie Wonder, Prince, Bob Dylan.
Okay, all right. Well, okay, I forgot about them.
Speaking of Beyonce, critics are saying Taylor Swift's music video for You Need to Calm Down may have actually ripped off Beyonce. There have been posts on social media saying that Taylor Swift's video is a direct ripoff of Beyonce's video for her song Party. Specific scenes include the pool floating scene, the kitchen scene in the motorhome, and overall the entire vibe of the video. Neither Taylor Swift or Beyonce have commented, but you can watch both of those videos, I guess, and decide for yourself. And Mama June's boyfriend, Gino Doak, drunkenly smashed his car into a garage, and the aftermath was caught on video. One witness said Doak was speeding down the street Friday before he pulled into the driveway and crashed into the garage. After honking for Mama June to come outside,
Mama June, get out of here!
He eventually gets out of the car with no shirt on and his pants and socks falling off. Honey Boo Boo eventually shows up to have a talk with her mom, and she gets her to come outside, but he never goes inside. Just a mess.
I wish I had love like that.
For more garbage, go to joeandalexshow.com.
Don't feel bad if you have not hit these milestones. Hey, it's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. And 2,000 people took a poll about quote-unquote major life milestones up until the age of 30. And this is according to, like, I guess the average person from that. They say they made their first friend at the age of 5. Well, I'm 33 and still looking for that. So we'll see how that goes. Rode a bike at 7. Does everybody here know how to ride a bike, by the way?
Yes.
It's what do you
been
mean,
a
of
while.
Course?
I mean,
you can't assume anything. There's a lot of things you think people could do that they can't do.
Everyone listening knows how to ride a bike.
I bet you right now there's somebody that's listening to the Joe and Alex Show that is a full-grown adult man or woman that would hurt themselves badly if they tried to get on a bike.
What does it mean if I only know how to ride a unicycle and not a bike?
I would call BS on that, but I don't know. Is your family involved in the circus?
Maybe.
All right.
That's why I'm the bearded lady.
Well, it is coming in quite nice. What about learning to swim? They say that's a big milestone at age 8. Once again,
yes.
Poor Chop, there are people listening, 833-JOE-ALEX, that have not done that milestone. I know for a fact.
That's crazy.
I could believe that.
I learned to swim really young. I don't know if my mom was trying to drown me or what, but like I was in the pool like as soon as I was in the world. Like I was just doing swimming stuff. I just remember always being at the pool.
Yeah.
I took swimming lessons for years.
Yeah, I think my first swim lesson was when I was 4.
Yeah, do you like being in the water? I love being in the water.
I used to be a competitive swimmer.
What?
Yeah.
No, was your best? Was it the backstroke, the freestyle?
I mean, I wasn't good. I just did it, though.
Right?
Huh?
That's kind of how it goes when you're little.
I did all the laps. Well, so I did, like, competitive, like, when we, like, I was on a travel team.
But wait, you did this, but you weren't good? Were you, like, always, like, ruining
no,
it for
I mean,
the team?
I was good
it's
when
one of those
I was
things
little.
You pay money to just join people to do
I was
do it.
Good when I was little, and then I quit the competitive and just did, like, our summer, like, country club swimming, and that was more relaxed.
Liv's like, now I just you do, you know, lazy rivers. That's my speed right now.
We should have a swim-off.
Okay.
Who you and Liv, Porkchop?
Yeah.
All right, set it up. Do you guys have, can we go to, Alex, can we use your pool?
Sure.
I'll be the lifeguard with like the sunscreen on his nose up top there. And you could be like, just like, don't splash. You're making water everywhere. Don't be doing that.
I can do that.
Okay, then we will set that up and we actually should do that. Let's see here. Flew for the first time at age 14. I didn't fly until I was like 25 or 24 or something like that.
I flew at 8. That was my first flight. Yeah,
I think I was like maybe 5 or 6.
I was 3.
You were 3?
Yeah, Disney World.
Oh, my God. Aww. Your family must love you. I never got to go to Disney World. Good thing that's not a milestone on there. Went to their first concert at the age of 16. I think I was younger than that.
I was younger because I went and saw Stacey Arrico, remember?
Who?
Remember Stacey Arrico? We talked about this girl.
I barely
She's now working at like a Red Lobster in Washington.
Oh, yes. We talked about this a while ago.
Yeah.
My first concert was so embarrassing. It was the American Idol concert. But yeah, I was 16.
Oh, that was your first concert?
Yeah.
Who was performing there? Like, take me back.
David Cook. Jason with the curly hair.
You got the bad lineup.
David Archuleta.
This explains a lot.
Yeah, it kind of does. It fits you perfectly.
Yeah.
Went on their first date, 17.
I was 15.
I was 24.
Oh my God, that's right. Because, okay, I want to get to both of those. Live the Web Girl, it's crazy. That's so late in life that you actually, like, you hung out with guys, but none of them actually were, like, real men and took you on a date.
Yeah, it was never, like, a date. They were always, like, hangouts, and then we, like, started dating. Or frat parties.
Now, Alex, how old were you when you had your first date?
15.
What did you do on your first date? Because obviously you're really conservative. Like,
oh, geez.
You know, did your parents like take each there? How'd that work?
No. I was picked up because the first boyfriend that I had in high school, I was a freshman and he was a year older. So he was a sophomore in driving. But I genuinely do not remember what it was that we did. I don't remember.
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
I remembered starting to date someone and I had a boyfriend at 15 and he would pick me up and we would go do things, movies, out to eat, whatever. But I do not remember the first thing. And I really kick myself over that. I have a really bad memory, fun fact.
I do too.
Like, I really do have a horrible memory. There's a lot of things my friends will be like, remember when you did this and stuff? I have no idea what
they're
talking about.
Are you blocking it out on purpose or you just have
a
bad memory?
It's just I don't know why I have a really crappy memory.
All right. Moved out of their parents' house at the age of 21. I think that's what I was. I was like 20. I think I actually like lived on my own, paid my own bills and all that. I was almost 21 years old.
22.
Well, are we saying like moved out or are we saying like got cut off?
It was 2015 for me, so that wasn't very long ago.
Do the math for yourself, Alex, real quick. I want to know how old you were. Yeah, I would say like you were out of the house. Let's just say the parents kicked you out. Cut off sounds really bad, Liv. I don't know what happened to you that's so traumatic.
No,
but
like
22.
You were 22. Okay, that's pretty close, Alex.
I would say because I wasn't living at home. I was living in college, but whenever I was like in between places in college, like if the leases didn't work out perfectly, I would like move home for like a month in the summer.
I would think of just like when you're independent, like now you're independent. You live on your own now.
Okay, fine. I'll say 23.
Okay, so not too, a little behind. These are kind of close, 25 and 26. You get engaged at 25, married at 26.
But you don't have to rub it in.
Well, I that's why I saved it for last.
There's still hope for me to get engaged and married by 25 and 26.
Yeah, there's hope for Liv. Me, not so much. I'm probably going to have to freeze my freaking eggs.
You know what I'm worried about, though?
You can use my freezer.
You know what I'm worried about when Alex actually freezes her eggs? They're going to get like that really bad freezer burn.
Ew.
I'm like, how do you get that off of an egg?
Gross.
It is the Joe and Alex Show here on Radio Now. Another U.S. tourist has died in the Dominican Republic, bringing the number to 8 Americans that have died in the country over the past year. Leela Cox, she's 53. She died June 10th in her hotel room. Officials have recalled, officials have called the deaths isolated events as they work to reassure travelers their country is safe. Yeah, right. The hotel gave the cause of death as a heart attack. That seems familiar. How do you have a heart attack when you're relaxing on vacation?
Right.
Like, I'm going to drop dead probably at work stressing out about something. How are you going to do that while you're relaxing, chilling, sipping on something? Oh, wait, because it's probably tainted alcohol.
Go ahead and literally plan your vacation for anywhere else at this point.
Yeah, Mexico sounds safer right now. Citing a forensic report, that's where they're throwing that one in. So we'll see. But I don't believe it. The Raptors held their NBA championship celebration in Toronto yesterday. The parade was interrupted by some gun violence. That doesn't usually happen in Canada. Police say 4 people were shot. While their injuries are serious, they're not believed to be life-threatening. 3 people have been arrested, but there's still no word on the motive and why it all happened. All right, now Joe's Need to Know News turns into like a fun food report. And there are some good and bad things, so listen closely. Reynolds Wrap, they're looking for someone to travel across America for 2 weeks and eat ribs this summer. All right, well, that's when my vacation will be. The company's searching for their next chief grilling officer to post photos, grilling techniques, and more on their website and social media channels. You get $5,000 a week. That's not too bad. And they're going to have lodging paid for, and you get to have a guest with you. That'll be perfect. If you're interested, you need to submit a photo of yourself grilling along with 100 words on why they should pick you for that spot. The deadline to apply is tomorrow. So go to joeandalexshow.com. We will put that link up there so you can get involved. Continuing the food. It should be food news today instead of need to know news. You can get a free Doritos Locos Taco this afternoon at Taco Bell because of the promotion that they had during the NBA Finals. Stop into Taco Bell from 2 to 6 p.m. to pick up your free Doritos Locos Taco.
There you go, pork chop.
All right, now we have to go to Canada for this one, but what do you guys think about this? Pickled flavors Doritos. Pickled flavored Doritos are available in Canada. They get everything, championships and pickle flavored Doritos. I'm team pickle.
The cheese dust and the pickle part gross me out.
No, it would be probably without the cheese.
It's without
dust.
The cheese. It's just pickle flavor.
It's just pickle flavor. I am so on board with this.
I love pickle chips. I love everything pickle. Tickle your pickle for a nickel. Grandma used to say that. I don't know what that meant. Okay, Alex, this is where I thought you might get sick and throw up, but this is very interesting. A man ate expired food for an entire year and survived just fine. As part of an experiment, he ate a cup of yogurt months after its expiration date.
Honey.
And then tortillas a year past their expiration date.
Ooh.
He said the food tasted just fine and he didn't get sick from the food at all.
Child.
Turns out the dates on the food labels have little to do with food safety. In many cases, expiration dates do not indicate whether the food stops being safe to eat. Rather, they tell you when the manufacturer thinks the product will stop looking and tasting its best.
I'm still throwing my bread out on the day it says Best Buy, and that doesn't matter even if I've only eaten one slice of it. I'm throwing the whole thing out. I don't take chances.
I just do the smell test. If it smells kind of funny, then okay, I won't do it. But I'm not worried if it's a few days old. Full year, though, that's insane. And finally, I don't know if you, Alex, or you, Liv the Web Girl, would want this, but they're sexy hand bikinis. It makes it look like you're sunbathing topless. They're only $326.
So stupid.
Two hands have been incorporated into the design, making it look like two hands are holding the wearer's bare boobies. Adriana, have you heard this? It's Adriana DeGrasse? DeGrasse?
No.
I guess it's some Instagram model or something, is selling the hand strapless bikini for $326.
Sounds about right. Sounds about stupid.
I think I'm going to have to get me a pair. Double D, coming your way. That's Joe's Need to Know News. You can see all these amazing, delicious things. I'm not just talking about the bikini. Online, go to joanalexshow.com. It's a Tuesday here on the Joe and Alex Show. Let's go around the room. Say hello. I mean, it's kind of rude if you don't say hi to somebody, right? My name is Joe. You can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Joe Pesh Radio.
I'm Alex. Good morning.
Good morning, Alex. What's your social media?
At Yo Alex Raps with a Z.
Live the Web Girl. Hello.
Hi.
How you doing?
I'm good.
Cool. People want to follow you. How can they check you out?
At Liv Karis.
And producer Pork Chop. Formerly known as producer Meatloaf.
I know. I used to be producer T-Bone.
Oh, my word.
Wow. Should have went with the T-Bone. Okay.
I just made a new Instagram handle. It's at Yo Alex Raps with an S at the end.
He's messing with
no,
me.
Hey, man. Any way to get followers, I don't blame you.
Wait. Go look at my Instagram because I just posted I posted the absolute most cutest photo of my cat on my story. Like, Alex, you hate cats. You can't lie. Isn't
now
that freaking precious?
Yeah, that is kind of cute.
Let me see.
It's what's my thing? At producer pork chop.
Your handle? How are you? Thank God you're not pork chop the web man.
That is a cute cat picture. You know I'm not a cat person.
You know what makes me mad is you and everybody else. I don't know why I don't have it. I don't still on my Instagram profile. I don't have the ability to do the music thing. I've updated it. I've deleted Instagram.
Really?
But it says music's not available in my region. I'm like, am I on my own little island?
That's weird. So did you get your phone off the black market from Japan or something?
Does it matter where I got it? Who are you?
I don't know why it's doing that.
Yeah, I don't either. I'm going to go throw it in the toilet and see what happens. All right, this is something that you can get on Amazon, which is awesome. Pretty much you get everything there that I think would help us all. And I want to know, 833-JOE-ALEX, if you were to buy this and it was to help you stop a vice or some like bad habit, what would it be? 833-JOE-ALEX. Amazon is selling a bracelet that gives you an electric shock when you eat too much fast food, bite your nails, or spend too much time on the internet. It's a wrist strap that uses a small electronic current to zap you into giving you up your bad habits so you'll stop doing it. It can be used to break habits like smoking, biting your nails, or eating junk food, they say. The pain is the equivalent to touching a doorknob after rubbing socks on the carpet. So it's like an electric shock.
I hate that feeling.
It is, right? So it's not going to like disable you. It's not going to be like a taser. Like,
just a little zap.
But it's still like, damn, that hurt. Why? I can just see myself like,
Yeah, are you gonna put this on like all your potato chip bags or what?
No, you keep it on your wrist, and I don't know how.
Oh, okay.
And they say to give users more incentive. This is where I'm worried. I don't trust any of you people I work with. The app can be downloaded by friends, so they can give you a buzz if they catch you eating an extra slice of cake. I can see Liv the Web Girl. I can see Liv the Web Girl not even seeing me, just assuming, oh, it's about 2:30. He probably is having some food right now.
Liv, would you do this for your friend that you know that sucks her thumb?
1,000%. She needs to cut that out.
She sucks her thumb. 833-JOE-ALEX. That's an example. Maybe you need to stop sucking a thumb or, you know, down in Doritos. 833-563-2539. Your friend still sucks their thumb.
Yeah, she still sucks her thumb. So I would 1,000% use that on her. But I also have this extremely bizarre habit.
Tell you us. Do.
Yes, it's so weird.
Yes.
And my boyfriend, Jewel Daddy, knows about it, and he's always like, quit it. Like, stop. Like, I'm like a little dog. I, like, bite on the tip of my tongue, like, almost like kind of gnaw on it.
Ugh.
And I do it when I'm, like, really stressed or, like, anxious and, like, worried. Or if I'm, like, really dehydrated, I'll do it. And you can see, like, a little white dot on my tongue from the spot of where I do it.
Oh, my God, her tongue's missing.
I'm not joking. I really do want to get this. I have a slit in my tongue. I'm not kidding. If you look, I'll show you. I have a slit on my tongue.
It's no for me, dog.
Yeah, that's a big gross to the os. Okay, you put your tongue away. But, oh, my God, you have a tongue piercing. Do your parents know about this?
I don't have a tongue piercing.
I just like to mess with them because Liv's parents listen all the time, so they don't know what's real and what's not. Okay, Alex, what would it be for you if you're gonna get zapped every time you do something?
Well, I bite the knuckle on my pointer finger, and that's completely messed up. I started doing that the summer before probably my sophomore year in high school, like a nervous anxiety thing, and so my knuckle is completely nasty. It's like unfixable. I've had to go to the dermatologist to get special, like a special cream and stuff. It was almost like acid that I would put on my knuckle to like burn off the skin I messed up on my finger.
So like skin.
When I think about my hopefully my wedding one day, I think about how I'm gonna have to tell the photographer to completely Photoshop my hand.
You're gonna have to have a handstand in.
Yeah, exactly. I'm gonna need a hand model to be like a stunt double for my wedding photos.
Charlie's on the JOE-ALEX show. 833-JOE-ALEX. What would you be able to use this shock device to help you stop doing? Charlie, what do you got?
Well, my friend sucks her thumb too, and I think it's adorable. I guess nervous tics don't bother me because I've had 3 nervous tics all my life.
What are your nervous tics?
I rub my nose and my eyes at the same time. I walk on my tiptoes. And whenever I get mad, I wring my hands, like, vigorously.
Like, so hey, Arnold.
Yeah, well, I was going to say, like, a mad scientist in a cartoon.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's adorable. And I don't know, like, my mom tried to stop me with the rubbing my nose and my hands thing and put pepper on my knuckles one day when I went to school. And I did it. And then I had to go to the nurse's office because it burned like hell.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Oh,
well, you know what I just remembered? I do something on the show that drives you guys nuts that would be like a nervous or bad habit is I always like to smell my chocolate hole.
Yeah, that is one of the weirdest things. And then Alex will go up to you, hey, smell my chocolate hole.
It is the circle that I make with my pointer finger and my thumb, and you stick your nose in the center of it and sniff, and that skin and the little hands circle I make smells.
That is so
just like chocolate.
I'm gonna throw up. That is so
trust
gross.
Me, I've had chocolate before, and that is not chocolate.
you know what that just made me think of?
What?
I would use this shocker thing on if I ever have a daughter and like if she's young and she's known to be like hooking up with guys, I would use it when she's like hooking up with a guy and zap her and the guy.
Good grief.
Wow, that's really gross and weird. I just heard Porkchop say daughter and shocker, so I'm out. Thanks. Joe and Alex show here on Radio Now. Now, normally I would be against any kind of a tracking app. I have my one good buddy, TJ. He might be listening. I hope not, because I'm talking crap about him and his wife. But I love them to death. But what is it called? Like, find my iPhone or find my partner. You know what I mean? Like, where, like, Alex and I could see your location on your iPhone and you could see mine. What's that called?
Find my friend.
Find my friend. Yeah, okay. Partner, whatever, friend. And it's cool because it's, like, deadly accurate. Like, it's pinpoint there. My buddy TJ and I, like, years ago, we were playing disc golf out in the woods. His wife bikes to our exact location. Hi, honey. I'm like, oh,
what a mood.
Hell no. What's going on?
That's how you be a wife, ladies.
Yeah, that's creepy. Now, hey there, creepy lady. That's weird, but this is kind of an example of that app working out awesome, just saving a life. A North Carolina mom is calling it a miracle after technology helped her find her missing daughter, who was trapped in a 25-foot ditch with a serious injury. She got worried when her 17-year-old daughter missed curfew and didn't answer her texts or calls. She knew something must be going on. The mom used the Find My Friend app, and 2 hours later, the GPS took her to her daughter's tire tracks. She found her daughter trapped after flipping her car 3 times after hydroplaning.
Dude.
The daughter had nerve damage and a fractured neck. She'll have to have surgery to relieve the swelling, but hopefully we'll make a recovery.
If my kid doesn't think that I'm going to put a chip in their head so that I can watch their every move, they will be very mistaken. Wait, once I have kids.
Like Black Mirror, where the mom puts the camera so she can see everything the daughter sees?
Yeah, because I'm going to find my kid if nobody else does. If something like this happens, they go missing. Good for this mom, following her intuition and not stopping. Or, you know, sometimes, obviously, I'm sure she did call the police still, but sometimes you got to take matters into your own hands. You got to do some investigative work, you know, protect yourself, all the different things. It can take cops sometimes, depending on where you live in your situation a little bit, to get to you. Think if she would have waited on them or whatever. She may not have found her in time.
Now, that's a good example of how the technology can be used for good, but I feel like that right there is the exception, not the rule. I feel like people use this all the time, and it's actually reverse. You think of men being the creepy, possessive, stalking type. I think it's for women that want to know where their man is at. They don't think that their man's being faithful or something. Like, why do you have to know to pinpoint accuracy where your significant other is?
I'll tell you why.
833-JOE-ALEX.
Because I want that damn location on so that when he is picking up my Chick-fil-A, I know exactly how long it's going to take for him to get to me.
Good point.
Can I get an amen?
No, you amen. Can't get it. No, stop it. This church is out of order. Absolutely not. Wait, poor chap. Do you and your boyfriend, Chase, do you guys have location on for each other?
No.
You are out of your freaking mind, doormat. He is in California right now doing God knows what with God knows who.
Wait a minute. Why is this location going up and down, up and down? What's happening here?
No, I know he's at work right now, but I mean, I want it on just for that reason, for the safety reason.
Yeah.
But he thinks I'm being crazy and
you
like want
to
watch his every
move. He's got something to hide. Because he's got something to hide. If a guy has nothing to hide, he's going to be like, sure, who cares?
He's got nothing.
Any of my boyfriends have been like, sure, who cares?
Insecurity, it's a turnoff. Insecurity is such a turnoff, Alex.
It's more of a turnoff that they refuse to let you know what they're up to me.
See, I don't have it on for my boyfriend, Joel Daddy. And
that's because you follow the vape cloud. You know where he's at all times.
Yeah, I don't need it. But I want it on just because, like, yesterday I didn't hear from him for, like, 2.5-3 hours, which is, like, not normal. And I was freaking out. My mind was automatically going to, like, oh, my gosh, he's in a ditch somewhere. Like, what's going on? So I would have loved to see, like, oh, maybe he's at, like, a showing or maybe he's at, like, his office or something like that. I mean, he was just taking a nap, but still, I want to know.
Creepy. No, I mean, I guess I get that. Dixie's on the Joe and Alex show. You can be too. 833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-563-2539. Dixie, do you use this with you and your significant other or no?
I do, yes.
Oh, my gosh. Explain why you do that.
I actually do it because my boyfriend is a police officer. And if some stuff's going down, I want to know what's going on. and where he's at. It's just a safety thing, and it gives me some comfort.
That is a fantastic idea and reason with your husband being in law enforcement. Yeah.
Yeah, but okay, what about when he's off the shift, when he's not, like, patrolling the streets?
I don't check up on him all the time. I mean, I don't really do that much.
What if he said, no, I don't want to have that on?
That would be okay, but he never has. So.
Right, well, I'm going to speak for your husband. He doesn't want it on anymore.
If you're in a marriage or a serious relationship, you should be comfortable. It's not that your significant other should constantly be checking your every move or going through your phone or whatever, but if they wanted to ask where you are, grab your phone real quick to see something, they should always be able to.
Should be able to tell them where you are, and they should trust you.
The only time that this would bite me in the butt is when my boyfriend says, hey, where are you? We're running late. And I say, hey, I'm leaving my apartment. And then I don't leave my apartment for another 15 minutes.
Yeah, he's like, are you dead? Who is this? Charlene's on the Joe and Alex show. What did you want to say?
Okay, well, Liv just said I do the same thing. So me and my boyfriend says we didn't start this whole sharing a location thing till a year ago. We've been dating 2 years next month. And the only reason I wanted it was he likes to say he has left for us to make plans, and then I look on the location, I'm like, you haven't left.
You're not moving. Maybe the satellites aren't refreshing quick enough. See, that's my reason right there. Thank you for the call. That I would not want an odd. Just like Liv and you brought up, I don't want people to know that I'm still not on my way. Are you on your way? No. Michaela's on the Joe and Alex show. This is kind of creepy. What happened with you and this whole tracking thing?
Hi. So I had a friend. We're no longer friends, so she wasn't the best. But I never knew that it was a thing that you could follow or track people. So she just kind of talked me into doing it, so we would. And every now and then, like one time I came to work, and she was like, what'd you bring for lunch today? And I was like, oh, I just stopped at Subway. And she was like, I know, I saw.
Oh, gosh.
Like, yeah, it was so creepy, and she would do that all the time. She's like, so what are you doing at home right now? Do you want to hang out, or, you know, are you at the gym? She would see where I was, and I just, like, after we stopped being friends, immediately I stopped that because it was so weird.
Yeah, after she would have stalked me at Subway, I would have told her, you can keep a foot long length away from me at all times.
Let's go to Jenna. Hey, Jenna, you're on the Joe and Alex show. What's up?
So my husband and I used to use a location service when we lived in New York. And at first we did it for a safety thing, but it kind of backfired. So I was shopping one day with my friend, and we went into a store that was kind of in the basement of a building. So I didn't know this, but my phone had no service. We were in there for like 2.5 hours, and he was freaking out the whole time, thinking I was kidnapped, couldn't find my location. Like, he was driving around New York, panicked.
Where are you going to go in New York to try to find somebody, too?
Like, yeah, like he was
maybe she's in Times Square. With the naked cowboy, that's where I'll go. Hey, Jenna, we're glad you weren't kidnapped and you were okay. Thank you for calling in to the Joe and Alex show. It seems like a lot of people do this. I guess am I the only one that's not doing location sharing?
Yep.
All right, well, make sure we don't podcast this at joeandalexshow.com, okay? Let's just be safe.
Oh, I love trash.
It's the Joe and Alex show on Radio Now.
Who cares about this garbage?
Sandra Bullock accepted the MTV Movie and TV Award last night for Most Frightened Performance for Bird Box. Remember when everybody was watching that over Christmas break?
That was the stuff.
She talked about being a mother to her children. It's really cute.
What you saw in that movie is what your mommy would do for you. And I know, like in the movie, sometimes it looks like mommy's unraveling. But that's probably because you have pushed her to that place. Because first time listening means listening for the first time, not the first time you decide to listen, because that's fifth time listening.
And Dwayne The Rock Johnson accepted the MTV Generation Award and talked about Hollywood not knowing what to do with him at first.
When I first got to Hollywood, they didn't know what the hell to do with me. You know, and for years I bought into it, because you think, oh, that's what I'm supposed to do. And I was miserable doing that. So I made a choice. And the choice was, I wasn't going to conform to Hollywood. Hollywood was going to conform to me. So Hollywood conformed to me. And here I am with all of you getting the Generation Award. Holy
actor John Cusack was taking some heat last night for a tweet critics are calling anti-Semitic, where he later blamed, which he later blamed on a bot. Yeah, everyone on Twitter, our BS meters were going off about this. In a screenshot shared by journalist Yashar Ali on Monday, John Cusack shared a cartoon writing, "Follow the money." What is the cartoon? The cartoon shows a hand with a Star of David pushing down a group of people with a Voltaire quote saying, "To learn who rules over you, simply find out who you are not allowed to criticize." The tweet has now been deleted. Shortly after the tweet was deleted, the Say Anything star explained to his followers that he was reacting to pro-Palestinian justice and that a bot was to blame for the post. Yeah, okay.
Hate when the bots, you know, post stuff on my social media.
He tweeted, "A bot got me. I thought I was endorsing a pro-Palestinian justice retweet of an earlier post. It came, I think, from a different source. Shouldn't have retweeted." His tweets didn't stop the growing backlash. Many also blasted his tweets, blaming the bot, which critics called absurd. Yashar Ali, one of the first to respond to the tweet, the journalist, wrote, "This is disgusting." And in a later tweet, the freelance reporter said, "His bot excuse is absurd." Jay-Z is providing a lawyer for the black family in Phoenix that was threatened by cops. The couple and their two young girls were confronted by cops after their four-year-old daughter mistakenly took a 99-cent doll from a Family Dollar store. In the video, police can be seen screaming obscenities at the family, threatening to shoot them with their guns drawn. The Jay-Z, who of course owns Roc Nation Entertainment Company, has since hired an attorney to work on behalf of the family, who is now suing for $10 million. And this is my favorite actor right now, Keegan-Michael Key. He is so freaking funny to me. I just adore him. He was talking about how he's had some really good fortune being in both The Lion King and Toy Story 4.
"I'm definitely freaking out because it's like it's these two movies, especially these two movies. It's not like you're just making, you know, Super Cartoon 6. It's like it's The Lion King and it's the Toy Story franchise.
Like American institutions.
Yeah, American institutions, 100%. I feel like I'm Betsy Ross and they're like, "We need another star on that flag." we want Keegan to sew it. You want me to sew it?
Coming up in less than an hour, this celebrity couple's daughter walked in on them flipping pancakes on Father's Day.
For more garbage, go to joeandalexshow.com.
Hey, it's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. This whole situation with Bella Thorne, first of all, I feel bad for her. She had somebody, I guess, hack into her phone, and they had photos which were quite, compromising, revealing. Was she, like, fully nude? I know something like where she was covering herself up. I don't know, like, if you could see anything, like without being covered up by the hand, but she had her phone hacked, and the person was going back and forth with messages saying, "Oh, I'm going to release these unless you pay me money, yada, yada, yada." And she's like, "You know what? Forget you. I'll just do it myself." So she actually released some of the photos.
I mean, I guess good shady for her, but fun fact, you can avoid this entirely by not taking nude photos and keeping them on your phone. I'm just going to throw that out there. But
that,
I mean,
that
I guess
might be, but let's not like actually like shame somebody for it.
No, I'm not shaming. I'm saying in general, anyone, it is always better to not take nude photos because you never know who could get their hands on it and this kind of stuff can happen and it's not good. It's super embarrassing and whatever, so You can have a choice not to take the photo.
So that's an example of being blackmailed right there. I'm wondering if anybody else listening to the Joe and Alex Show at 833-JOE-ALEX, 833-563-2539, has had a situation, not necessarily similar to that, but maybe you had something over somebody where you could blackmail them at any time, or maybe somebody threatened you with something. Maybe you had a crazy ex like that, like, "Well, if you don't do this, I'm going to get rid of your, I'll show everybody your photos that you sent me. Remember those videos? Yeah, I'll post those online." Because it happens more often than you think. Liv the Web Girl, do you have a story?
So it was people I knew in college. It was a couple, and they were dating. They actually were engaged, and they were like seniors when they got engaged, and both of them were gay. So the man was gay and the girl was a lesbian, and they had been dating for like 8 years. And I guess they were both each other's like beards, I guess you call it, like each other's like cover ups.
Right.
And so the guy wanted to break up with the girl because he was like, "I can't live this lie anymore. I want to be able to like express myself, live freely. I want to be able to like find a boyfriend, find a husband one day. I don't want to live this lie anymore or cover it up anymore." But she like held it over his head. that he was like gay the whole entire time and like threatened to like tell his family
Ooh,
before he was
that
ready.
Is so
all
crappy.
Of this stuff. How crazy is that?
Oh, that just makes me upset. Allie's on the Joe and Alex show, 833 Joe Alex. Hey, Allie, what do you want to say?
Well, I don't know if you guys have looked at the pictures that she posted, but it looks like whoever's blackmailing her is using an Indiana phone number. It's a 765 phone number.
It could be, but it also could be spoofed. I mean,
it could be, but why is it so weird that they chose Indiana phone number?
Do you think it's pork chop?
No, it's a 765, not 317. He wouldn't do that.
You sure?
That's like West Lafayette area, I think. Right.
Or Anderson area. Like, it's crazy.
I feel so bad. You never had that happen to you, right, Allie? You never been blackmailed?
Oh, God, no. No. I agree with Alex. Just don't send the pictures.
Hey, thank you for calling into the Joe and Alex show. Anonymous, we'll keep you on there. What's going on? What happened to you?
Hi. Yeah, back in eighth grade is when this all happened. I was actually blackmailed pretty bad. I dated this guy who went to a different school than I did, and I did send him pictures and things ever since this happened, though I've never done it again. But he basically told me that if I didn't continue to send him pictures, that he would send the ones that he already had to every contact in his phone and post them on social media.
What a dirtbag.
Yeah, at that point, I actually got myself in quite a bit of trouble because I ended up just having to tell my parents because I was so scared and didn't know what to do.
Yeah.
And so.
Okay, so I have a question. Did you ever find out if this was actually a kid that was the same age as you, or was it an adult posing as a kid?
It was actually a kid, yeah.
Wow.
We have FaceTimes and things like that, but yeah, it was pretty bad.
Yeah, that's very scary. I don't blame you for not wanting to do that again. It would be very hard for me to trust anybody after that. God bless you.
Hey, Anonymous, thank you for calling into the Joe and Alex show here on Radio Now.
I kind of miss Liv's story, but I think I had something similar happen.
What happened to you, pork chop?
I've mentioned before, there was a small time Chase and I split, and I went back to New Jersey, and where I'm from. And I downloaded the app Grindr, and I was just curious. So I went on it, and like I saw like two people from before I had left New Jersey, and I was like, "No way! I didn't know they were gay." And then they wrote me, they're like, "Oh, no way! I didn't know you were pork chop." And then there was this one guy I was friends with from college. Actually, I wasn't even really his friend. I didn't like him, and he wrote me. He was like, "Oh, no way!" He was like, "I've always liked you. I had no idea." And he started being really creepy. And then like he was trying to make me hook up with him, and I was like, "No, like I don't." And then he sent me a picture, and I was like, "Dude, no." And then like he said, "Well, if you don't hook up with me, I'm going to tell everyone that you're gay since you're not out yet." And then like I deleted him. Well, I said, "I don't care. Do whatever you want."
And you weren't out at this point?
No, I was not out.
Wow.
I was so so mad.
How do people, like, I'm trying to put myself in their mindset, which obviously you have to be sick and twisted in the head to do that. But how do you like say, "If you don't do it, I'm gonna tell everybody about you."
So then, pork chop, what happened? Like, did you end up coming out right after that because you were nervous about that, or did he leave you alone, or what?
Well, before I blocked him, I sent one long message, just like, you know, like, "You're a jerk, you're rude, and I don't care. Like, do what you're gonna do." And then he never did it, but I actually did end up coming out like a month later.
Wow.
Do you feel like that kind of sped up the process for you coming out?
It might have helped a little bit because I was extremely nervous. I was terrified, but I tried to show that I wasn't terrified.
Well, it's natural. I think anyone wants to be in control of the situation. And, you know, when somebody is like extorting you like that, you feel out of control. So that makes sense.
833 Joe Alex. I want to get to some more calls in just one second. We're the Joe and Alex Show here on Radio Now. Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. We're continuing our discussion on, have you ever been blackmailed? Or maybe you've had something you could kind of use on somebody else, like blackmail over them. 833 Joe Alex. Bella Thorne had some compromising photos that were going to be released by this guy. And she's like, "You know what?" Or could have been a girl. She's like, "Forget you. I'll just release them myself." And we're wondering if you've been in that situation before yourself. What happened? Let's go to Julie. Hey, Julie, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. What's your story?
Good morning. So when I was in high school and was stupid, I had a topless photo of myself sent to a guy that I was talking to, and that guy was with another friend, and that friend sent himself the picture of me to his phone, and then his girlfriend found it, and then she accused me of sending it to him, so then she sent it out to the entire school.
Oh, my God. How old were you?
So sad.
Six. Yeah.
Did that kind of hang with you for the rest of your school, like the rest of your high school?
For the rest of my life, honestly. Like, it was pretty traumatizing in high school, especially.
I can't even imagine.
It's not even the guy that you sent it to. Like, he didn't blackmail you, but it's the fact that she's like, oh, you're sending my man stuff? Well, I'll show you. Like,
right. I mean, here's the thing. Schools are really, because how long ago was that? A few years ago?
That was in 2008.
Yeah.
So see, like, that's after that, it's like child porn now.
Smartphones right. just came out at that point, right? And no one really knew how to handle that. And so now we're at a place. I know that the school resource officers or whatever that are stationed in schools, they're all talking to the kids. If you share a photo of another student like that in a compromising position or whatever, you will be charged with child porn. So just so you're aware. So they are really trying to take that seriously. I wish that it would have been handled better for you, but I'm glad that you were able to kind of get through that and make it out on top.
Definitely.
Hey, Julie, thank you for having the courage to call into the Joe and Alex show. Is this Larly?
It's Lorelai.
Okay, cool. It's missing the U in there for Laura, but it's cool. Lorelai, what's going on? You're on the Joe and Alex show. What happened?
Hey, good morning. So I actually caught my grandpa cheating on my grandma.
Ooh.
Ow, that's not fun.
We hadn't talked in a couple years and walked into a restaurant one day and I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm not believing what I see. And I kind of ignored it, you know, since there had been a rift for those couple years. And went home, told my dad, he's like, no, you didn't. I'm like, totally. Well, next week we go to the same restaurant and we catch him again. So we confront him and end up getting some of the stuff, like, you know, just family heirlooms is what we had wanted. No, like, dirty blackmail or anything. Right. But he was definitely scared. He offered up so much stuff because he knew that he was going to be blackmailed at that point.
That's juicy.
That is kind of juicy. I feel bad, but at the same time, like, get what you can get. I mean, what's the best thing you got out of that blackmail on Grandpa?
Yeah, if you guys aren't close anyway,
screw it. Well, we're sentimental. He had, like, baby pictures from my father and, like, baby pictures of me that, like, back in the day, we didn't have extra copies. We didn't have Shutterfly or anything. So it was more sentimental things. But he was offering up, like, monetary value, and I'm like, I don't want your money. I just want my memories.
Oh, see, that's where you messed up. I would advise you in the future, if you have any blackmail on a family member, take the cash option.
Dang.
Well, you know, maybe if we catch him again, because I'm sure his dirty ways aren't done.
Yeah, there you go. Never going to stop. Hey, Lorelai, thank you for calling into the Joe and Alex show. Live the Web Girl, what's up?
Me and my sisters always used to blackmail each other. Like, if my sisters were like, oh, like, knew I snuck out, they'd be like, if you take my shirt or if you tell mom and dad that I did this, and like, I'll tell them you snuck out. That's literally what being a sibling is. It's
You're
just
right.
holding everything over each other's heads.
Lindsay's on the Joe and Alex show. We'll wrap things up with you. What's your story? Were you blackmailed? Did you blackmail somebody? What happened?
It was kind of like blackmail towards me. When I was in high school, I was kind of a little promiscuous, and I started getting real, like, feeling bad about myself, so I was in a youth group, and the pastor's wife was like, well, listen, in this youth group, you can talk about anything you want. Just come to us, and we're here for you. So I told them my predicament and that, like, I've had sex and everything, and she's like, oh, I don't feel like this is right. If you don't tell your mother, I'll tell her.
Oh,
no, that's not cool. Mm-hmm.
Yep, so I ended up telling my mom because I wanted it to come from me, and she agreed that that was just the worst to sit, like, for my youth pastor's wife, and she's like, that's not right, and she said, if you don't want to go back, you don't have to go back.
Yeah, as long, I would say in that type of situation, as long as the person telling you is the age in the age of consent, as long as you are within that, I think she should have encouraged you to tell your mother and all those different things and offered you advice, especially in that situation, biblical advice on how to deal with the situation, but giving you an ultimatum like that and threatening, like, that was not the right way to handle it.
Oh, yeah. She tried to come back and apologize later, but it was too late.
Lindsay, did that at least curb your hoish ways or no?
Sure, why not?
That's a big fat no, but we're proud of you. Hey, Lindsay, thank you for calling into the Joe and Alex show here on Radio Now. It is the Joe and Alex show, and this is, it's sweet revenge, it's also petty goals, it's a lot of things, but I'm wondering if you would be upset, if you'd be pissed about this, if this happened on your wedding day, your special day that you might have dreamed your whole life about. 833-JOE-ALEX, 833-563-2539. A bride was upset when one of her bridesmaids announced she had gotten engaged. She actually brought this up at the wedding, like after the ceremony, kind of at the reception. She's like, oh my God, me and blah, blah, blah are engaged too. So I don't know if it happened that same day or when, but she announced her engagement at their wedding.
Wow.
How would you feel about that, Alex? I know you probably dream about your wedding one day and that's going to be all about you. That's not selfish. I think it's okay for that day to be all about someone. How would you feel if Liv the Web Girl, one of your bridesmaids, like, oh my God, Jewel Daddy and I are engaged.
I'm going to get her the nicest steak that I can find.
Oh, wow.
And then I'm going to give her a plastic fork and knife to eat it with.
Ooh, it's a good steak. She should be able to cut through it like butter. I think I said, I'm going to find the nicest tomahawk steak I can and smash her in the head with it.
I would be absolutely livid, heartbroken, feeling betrayed. I would be so hurt by that.
But I mean, okay, on the opposite end, 833 Joe Alex, is it really that big of a deal? Like,
yes.
You already got married, you're at the reception. It's like, why can't you celebrate love? Isn't that day about love?
This is my confab day.
All right, 833 Joe Alex, if that happened to you, the bride was upset when one of her bridesmaids announced she had gotten engaged, actually happening at her wedding, would you be pissed or not that big of a deal? Now, here's where it goes a step farther, and maybe you could talk about how you got revenge because that's what happened. So she got revenge by announcing that she was pregnant about a year later at that woman's wedding because she was asked to be in it. And I guess when she was like going down the aisle, she threw like blue petals, which represent like the blue boy, like a baby boy. So it's like, what the hell's going on? She's like, oh, I'm pregnant. It's like, ooh.
Right now, I want this entire scenario to be made into a chick flick. The entire thing. Best friends that have a falling out and get revenge on each other. Like, this is so good.
Is it just because I'm a guy? Like, I mean, I don't think I'd be like, yay, great, but I wouldn't care if somebody at me and Lindsay's wedding would announce that they were going to have a baby that they were expecting forever. Because here's my thing.
I think you are so full of crap.
No,
I'm
not.
You would care.
No, I would not.
You are so about being the center of attention. You would be pissed.
Are you kidding me? Often,
no.
Often I fade into the background. Maybe on the Joe and Alex show I'm the center of attention, but any other time in life, I just fade into the background.
Not a chance.
Here's my thing, though. Alex, everybody's together. Think about it. When you're making an announcement, you want everybody to know. Why not do it when everybody's there to celebrate the big moment?
Because, like, these are not even her people. Like, these are the bride and groom's people. So half of those people she doesn't even know probably very well.
Question.
Yes, Liv.
So my grandpa died the day after Christmas. Do you think he stole Christmas's thunder?
Yes.
Oh,
how
for
dare
sure.
Him?
Your grandpa's selfish.
How right. dare that guy?
I thought so, too. But, like, my family disagrees.
I would have revived him. Like, don't you dare do that crap again, Grandpa. This is Jesus' birth, not your death day.
I mean, wow.
I'm glad you brought that up. I don't know your grandpa's name, but that is a very selfish thing to do. 833-JOE-ALEX is 833-563-2539. Hey, good morning, Ashley. You're on the Joe and Alex show. What do you want to say, Ashley?
Yeah, I think that it's totally fine to be able to announce that at someone else's wedding as long as it's after the ceremony and they're not stealing, like, they're not trying to steal this, like, the show. I mean, it's a time where... If you're in the wedding, it's a time where probably all of their close friends and family are there. So why try to get everyone together again?
Ashley, you have none of the ladies. Liv and Alex are shaking their head at you. I think they're cursing you under their breath. They do not agree.
I think that's...
Sorry, go ahead.
I think that's an announcement you make at like the bridal brunch the next morning after the reception.
Yeah, I think we have different ideas about when the party is over, like you said. Like the wedding ceremony itself, I don't think then, oh, now everything's over. Like to me, the reception, all of that is part of the wedding.
I think sometime at the reception, and hey, by the way, thank you for the call, 833 Joe Alex. I think sometime like after you get there and you start having dinner, like hey, ding, 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 ding. We'd also like to make an announcement. We are blah, blah, blah.
Not a chance.
Wow.
Literally get out.
Share your day, Alex.
Don't let the door hit you in the behind when you're leaving.
Amber's on the Joe and Alex show. Amber, you're getting married. What would you do if this happened?
I think I would be extremely happy and excited.
I don't like any of you guys. None of you guys have a petty bone in your body.
Well, all of your friends and family are there, all of your favorite people. It's a big party. It's a time to celebrate. So
why not? The more the merrier, the more things you have to celebrate, the better the party.
Amber, I agree with you 100%.
Amber, if somebody as so much as clips their toenails at my wedding reception and that garners a lick of attention, I'm mad.
Well, I would be mad too. Nobody wants toenails in a cake. I mean, that's common sense, Alex. Amber, thank you for calling into the Joe and Alex Show at 833-563-2539. Let's go to Victoria. We can wrap it up with her. Hey, Victoria, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. What did you want to say about this?
I would say that if it was a friend and I didn't know about it, then it would be like she's still in the thunder because, again, that's not her family. But if I knew about it and I was, like, in the plan, then it would, I guess it would kind of make a difference. But if it's a family member, like, then that would be awesome because her family's there with us, you know. But
Victoria,
again, if it's...
What if she did this, Victoria? Like, she's like, hey, Victoria, I want to do this. You're like, oh, absolutely not. But she doesn't anyways. Are you going to be pissed?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Because that's not, if I don't agree on it and she does and she does it either way, that's like backstabbing. You don't do that.
I agree with you, Victoria. Hey, thank you for calling in to the Joe and Alex Show here on Radio Now. Alex, I'm not sure if it's even really necessary in a relationship to have a title. I mean, maybe after a while you don't just want to be like somebody that's being hidden away, but I guess I'm kind of interested to hear the scenario here. 833-JOE-ALEX, that's 833-563-2539. So what's this title question?
My friend has been dating a guy for 2 months.
Okay.
They have flipped pancakes once.
Whoa.
And she is ready. She's asking, like, you know, are we, like, official, are we boyfriend and girlfriend? His response to that was, why do you have to have a title? Why are you so obsessed with having a title? We're together, like, you know, I've brought you or my friends or whatever a few times. Like, obviously they know that we're dating. Like, isn't that good enough? I told her, run. Because I think that is super weird for a guy to be obsessed with not giving a title. Like, why is it a big deal? If you're his girlfriend, then you're his girlfriend. Like, yeah, of course. Yeah, sure. You're my girlfriend.
Liv, why are you giving Alex a stink eye? Are you appalled at what the guy's doing, or you just disagree with Alex saying to run?
I'm disagreeing with Alex saying run. Maybe, like, 6 months down the road and it's the same conversation. But I think it's too soon to run from it because he doesn't want to put a title on something.
But he's like, I know that I want to be with you. I know that you're the girl for me. Like, I'm telling my friends and my family that we've been talking, we've been going out, but I don't understand why you have to, you know, why you're so worried about me calling you my girlfriend.
Alex, do you
I think that means he's got somebody else or he's not ready to commit.
I was going to say, I wasn't even thinking of somebody else possibly. Do you think he has commitment issues?
Yes. Because that's what I think that means.
Because I don't think there's somebody on the side. Because, like, do you think a whole group of friends would be complacent and hide that he has multiple girls? I wouldn't do that for my buddy. I'd be like, dude, that's awkward.
Well, it's happened before.
Oh, with her?
No. Okay. Just, I know a lot of people where, yeah, the friends all knew that the one of the people were cheating and did not tell the other person because their loyalty lied with their friend.
Yeah, I did too.
But I would tell my friend, like, dude, I don't want to be involved with that. I get what you're saying. I don't know if I'd rat him out right away. I'd be like, dude, I'm not playing this game anymore. Maybe, don't make me complacent and you're cheating.
Maybe now at 33 you would do that, but, like, at 26 would you do that?
Liv, I don't want to answer those tough questions.
I have an ex that I had no idea. He was a complete womanizer and all of his friends, before we started dating officially, I would ask them all, pull them aside and be like, you know, is this guy a good guy? All of them swore up and down yes. Well, as soon as he dumped me because he had commitment issues, his friends all said, yeah, I would never even set him up with my sister. He's a terrible person. I said, why in the world would you not tell me that when I directly asked you this? They said, because he's our friend.
833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-563-2539. Alex and Liv, and maybe even Porkchop. Quick question. I want to get everybody's preference on this because maybe this can kind of set the tone. You're saying 2 months, Alex. I feel like after 2 months, like, and I was a guy, I accidentally told Lindsay I loved her on the third date. That's a whole nother scenario. But in reality, I wanted Lindsay to be my girlfriend, my now wife. I wanted her to be my girlfriend within the first month of dating her. I don't know if that's too soon or too eager. Might have been. I mean, she looked kind of hot. But then when's the right time, Liv? You said it was kind of early. What do you think is the right time that she's like, how long could she go before the title gets put on? as boyfriend, girlfriend?
I think it just depends on the relationship and like the two people. Now, with my current boyfriend, I knew right away that like I wanted to date him. Like I was so like infatuated by him. Like I kind of knew right away that like I was going to like fall deeply in love with him. Mm-hmm. And he did as well. So like we became boyfriend and girlfriend within I think like 3 weeks or something.
Alex, real quick,
because of that.
Does your friend feel like, does she feel like she's with him, like she wants to be his girlfriend?
Yeah, she does. And here, so I don't know if this makes a difference for you just in context.
Yeah.
But she has known him for a year. They've been friends for a year. So she didn't just meet him 2 months ago. They've been friends and have built a friendship at least for the last year. Now the last couple months they've started dating and they slept together once.
I feel like that makes a difference. And you can't say like, well, I'm afraid of what it'll do. It's like, dude, you guys crossed the line. You slept with each other. So it's like, there's no going back to being just friends.
Dude, right.
No, I've had this happen so many times with my guy friends.
And you still think she has to wait?
I don't know. I think that she's probably more interested in him than he is with her. I guarantee you, he's thinking, man, she really is a great friend. Like, dating
her would be so easy
because we are friends. Yeah. And like, you want to date someone who's your friend, but I guarantee you he's not actually interested in her. Well, now that you
guys
give me,
like snakes like this.
Now that you give me that bit of information, I don't think he's interested.
Oh, great. We should have withheld that info then. 833-JOE-ALEX. Let's say good morning to Ron. Hey, Ron. Thanks for calling in. What did you want to say?
Hey, my grandmother gave some good advice once. She said, if you have to chase somebody to catch them, you'll chase them forever to keep them.
Ooh.
Dang,
ooh,
grandma.
Man, that's deep. Good.
Grandma with the wisdom,
that
Ron.
That is deep. Crochet that on a dish towel, please.
Oh, yes.
Why do I feel like Ron's grandma actually did do that? She's like, here you go, huh, little Ronnie. Put this up in your bathroom.
That's really good.
That's good stuff, Ron. Thank you for calling into the Joe and Alex show at 833-JOE-ALEX. That is 833-563-2539. What is she going to do, Alex? What's your friend actually
going to
do?
I am going to try to convince her with all of my might to walk away from the situation. And kind of like what Ron just said, if he is really interested, he will pursue her and he will make sure they are together. Or he won't. That is always my thing. Like, I want the guy to pursue me, and that's what I'm going to tell her to.
Wow. I can't get over Ron's grandma's advice. That is so amazing. Wow, way to go, Ron's grandma. We're the Joe and Alex Show here on Radio Now. You can find us on Facebook. Just search for Radio Now, whether you're in Indianapolis, Indiana, that's Radio Now 100.9, or in Houston, Texas, on the new 92.1. Just search for the station Facebook page and give it a like. And while you're on Facebook, you can try to figure out somebody's medical condition. Is that right, Alex?
CNN just reported the story. Your social media could reveal a lot more about you than you think. And now Facebook is able to predict 21 types of medical conditions and counting, ranging from pregnancy all the way to skin disorders, all by analyzing people's Facebook profiles. So Facebook status updates have been particularly effective at predicting diabetes, mental health conditions like anxiety, depression, and psychosis, this study finds. This study is going to be published in just a couple days. It's like a peer-reviewed, open-access scientific journal that people have been, I don't know, this group has been doing since 2006, whatever. People's personality, mental state, and health behaviors are all reflected in social media and have a tremendous impact on their health, the study says.
That doesn't surprise me, though, because they're looking at, I mean, it's not the only identifier, but one thing in there, too, it said that the researchers identified language that that likely indicated the characteristics or the behavior for symptoms of certain diseases. For example, Live the Web Girl puts up there, drink, drunk, bottle, anything with alcohol in there, like, oh, well, she might have alcohol abuse symptoms.
And this is exactly, I am waiting for, when am I going to get the Alex, you were right? I have been telling you guys that every other week, I'm like, guys, another thing I told you, and they're saying it right now, that is so problematic.
What's it like living in your world?
What is it like not? What is it like living in perpetual denial? This is exactly why that's scary, just because because you say I got drunk last night doesn't mean you are an alcoholic. Now, it doesn't mean you're not, but it sure as heck doesn't mean you are. Yeah. And that can prevent you from jobs. It can prevent you from gun ownership. It can prevent you from different types of health care.
It's just
all sorts of things.
It's predictive. Same thing when you're typing. It just auto-predicted what words you're going to say. I don't think that's like my phone, like, ooh, I'm creeping on him because I know of and the.
They are using your Facebook posts to determine what sorts of medical conditions you might have or could have.
I don't think this is going to last very long because for me, the people that I know that are struggling the most and the most like unhappy with their lives are the ones that act like everything is perfect on Instagram, that their relationship is perfect on Instagram, their life is perfect on Instagram. Instagram and Facebook and all of these social media platforms basically are the most fake thing I have ever seen in my life. It is all a scam. No one is how they actually seem. It's very rare to find someone that is actually how they seem on social media than they are in real life. Like this, it's just so fake that I don't think it's going to last very long.
I wonder how accurate this is. For example, talk about throwing this Facebook prediction for a loop.
I looked at almost a million Facebook statuses to do this research.
But what I mean is like, okay, that's for your health. But for example, like there's no way it could tell a relationship. Like think of that couple that's like, oh, I hate that cheating B word. Then it's like, oh, we're back together. He's the best baby daddy ever. Then they're separated again. Like, you know, those people that are on and on again, off again. That would really throw Facebook for a loop.
Mark Zuckerberg has already had to like testify in front of Congress and all this stuff. They had like a crazy lawsuit because of their privacy violations and the things that they're doing that are completely illegal with people's personal data. All of that. I just I don't get how you guys are not scared for just how weird this is.
When I was in college, I was not allowed to take a picture with any sort of alcohol, any like cup, any red Solo cup, yeah, any like liquor, anything like that. And I was drinking all the time. So, you know, Facebook probably thought I was like the healthiest person in the world. And I was basically a borderline alcoholic in college. So
you're actually an alcoholic or you
no.
just party?
Okay. I mean, I partied really hard.
But because of that, they would think, hey, this girl, we need to watch out for her. We need to report her to whatever data banks we have that she, Olivia Karras, might be an alcoholic.
I don't think people, the data banks, are going to take it very seriously, because if they do, then they're the ones that are idiots who don't realize that social media is fake.
Kathy's on the Joe and Alex show. What's going on, Kathy? What do you want to say?
I see the placebo effect happening here.
In what way?
It's a Facebook diagnosis. You know, people are going to say, oh, you're diabetic. All of a sudden, your fingernails are going to turn blue. You're going to see your fingernails turn blue and your appetite and everything. I just see lawsuits and the placebo effect of a false diagnosis. Facebook's going to lose tons of money at the end of this.
It's kind of like WebMDing your symptoms. Like, oh, God, I'm dying because my stomach's bubbly.
Right, but now you have, like, Facebook telling you, so now, you know, you're going to be calling into work, hey, Joe, you could use this, I mean, you know.
But isn't this a good thing, though, for example, not with the Facebook recognition, but we've heard stories about people, I don't know if it was on ET or Extra, one of these shows, a viewer saw something on the person's neck or something, like, hey, I think you have this symptom right here, you need to go get checked out, and because that person spotted it, they recognized it, and ended up saving their life. I know it's not necessarily recognition or something analytical from Facebook, but I think it kind of is the same idea.
No, I see lawsuits in the making. I would drop out of this faster than a hot potato.
Hey, thank you, Kathy, for calling into the Joe and Alex show.
Hey, Joe, I just got a Facebook update for you.
Yes.
Facebook says you might be overweight.
Oh, no! It works! Oh, my God, it works!
Oh, I love trash.
It's the Joe and Alex show on Radio Now.
Who cares about this garbage?
Kelly Ripa and her husband, Mark Consuelos, were having Father's Day pancake flipping when their 18-year-old daughter, Lola, walked in.
I'm going to be honest.
Go
I was
be honest.
Not in the mood. There was
no.
a house full of people.
You weren't in the mood. I could tell. You were going through the motions.
I was going. My in-laws were
I didn't mind, but you were
eat.
Going through the motions.
I had my in-laws in the kitchen. I know they were hungry. I know there's like a house full of people. He was like, but it's Father's Day. And I was like, right, that's not typically, doesn't conjure up amorous thoughts, but okay.
So she opens the door and we see the door open and we're like, all right, good, close the door.
Yeah,
nah.
We both say, no, nah,
What are you doing?
I'm being resuscitated. She shuts the door and you hear, "You just ruined my birthday and my life. And I used to see in color and now everything is gray."
That's verbatim of what she said.
Exactly.
Oh, that would be so traumatic if I walked in with my parents flipping pancakes. I would go blind.
I thought that was such a funny clip. OJ Simpson's Twitter account allegedly sent some threatening direct messages to a parody account that skewers him and his acquittal in the 1994 slayings of ex-wife Nicole Brown Simpson and Ron Goldman. One message included a string of 16 knife emojis and the warning that "I will find your ass and cut you."
Well, so, that's wonderful.
That took less than 24 hours.
Does the juice got a cut of me?
Good grief. The Morning Toast host, Claudia Oshry, claims that Cuba Gooding Jr. sexually assaulted her when she was only 16. The 24-year-old said that the Oscar-winning actor put his finger up her behind while at a nightclub. She explained, "I was a kid who was 16, underage at a club. I thought I was going to be in trouble for being at a club, so I just shut my mouth and didn't say anything." Cuba Gooding Jr. turned himself into police in New York City last week after a woman claimed he groped her breasts at a bar. Lionsgate is working on a Hunger Games prequel. The movie will be based on the upcoming novel from writer Suzanne Collins, which takes place 64 years before the start of the original Hunger Games. Her best-selling trilogy of The Hunger Games, Catching Fire, and Mockingjay were turned into the popular movie series. Coming up in less than an hour, this celebrity lost her mother. It was super sad yesterday, and she was an American icon.
For more garbage, go to joeandalexshow.com.
This conversation is definitely 18 plus, just because we're talking about flipping pancakes. I mean, I don't know. If you want your kid to listen, you can. But just so you know kind of where we're heading down, what path we're taking. 833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-563-2539. Would you rather have a bad time flipping pancakes, or would you rather not flip pancakes at all? A new survey asked people this question. Here's what we got. 42% of people say that they'd rather just not flip pancakes than have a bad time flipping pancakes. 58% of people will choose bad pancake flipping over nothing at all. And 3 out of 4 people say they've had a bad time flipping pancakes at least once in their lives. Another fact in here, 37% have ended things with someone because the pancake flipping was so bad. 833-JOE-ALEX. That's the question for Joe Wants to Know. Would you rather have a bad time flipping pancakes, like it's not that good? Or just say, you know what? We don't need to do this at all.
Well, I really can't give my personal opinion because I'm waiting till I'm married. But I would say that I have heard from people that it's supposed to be like cold pizza.
Which is delicious.
It's still good even when it's not great, I guess.
Alex, I've never agreed with an analogy of yours more. Now, my wife might disagree, and I'm going to be honest, I'm probably the worst pancake flipper out there.
Why do you say that? Why are you always, like, dogging on yourself when it comes to anything like that?
Well, I set the standards low. That way, anything can always be better. First of all, a little fun fact. Do that. Under promise, over deliver.
I mean, does she tell you that you're bad? Or
no, I mean, I know back in the day, like, I'm sure my wife and I, Lindsay, had some really good pancake flipping, but that's like, you really got to put in the work. I think girls are different than guys. Like, a guy's just like, oh my God, thanks for touching it. That's all that you need. But women, you know, you got to, like, you know, kiss them and, like, love them and stuff and all that foreplay stuff. I don't know. I mean, I know how to do it, but I'm just lazy. I'm just admitting it. I'm not the greatest at it.
Every woman is cringing.
Well, guess what? I'm keeping it real right now. Sorry. I'm not saying I can't turn it on occasionally. You know, a few weeks ago, I turned it on, and I'm sure it was, you know, my wife would say it was okay. It wasn't bad. But
it was cold pizza?
I think she'd say it's cold pizza, and my wife loves pizza. Flat, you know, thin, doesn't matter.
But the question is she more often than not saying it's cold pizza? Or just once in a blue moon?
That's not a question I feel comfortable answering right now. No, I would... I really got to try. Sometimes, Alex, it's piping hot pizza. Other time, it's cold, wet, greasy pizza.
I just feel like it depends on the effort. 10-0 with you, your batting average with Lindsay, because not just with flipping pancakes, but you talk about other things like not trying and taking her on dates, not trying when it comes to household chores.
It just
not
depends.
Trying in the bedroom. Like, that's not good, Joe.
I know, but let's keep it on the flipping pancakes.
I am, but I'm just saying that's... That's really bad if there's nothing going good.
833 Joe Alex, at times it is. Would you rather have a bad time flipping pancakes or not flip pancakes at all? Producer Pork Chop, I mean, where do you fall on this? What do you think?
I maybe would say, excuse me, not at all.
Not at all? I'm sorry. Even if it's terrible and bad, at least it's happening.
Mm-hmm. But bad?
Well, I mean, nobody wants bad pancake flipping, but don't you still want to flip the pancakes?
Yeah. Well, luckily, there's other ways to do other things.
I would include that in there. I mean, I would say it's the whole idea of making pancakes. However, whether you make it like a Mickey Mouse pancake or you do like a little design or just a regular flapjack, it's the same idea.
Right.
833 Joe Alex. Hey, good morning, Joe and Alex Show. Who is this? Good morning. Who's this? Oh, it looks like I lost you. Call back 833 Joe Alex. Live the Web Girl, what do you think?
I don't see. It depends here, you know.
On what?
Like, if you're in a serious relationship with someone, then have the bad pancakes.
Okay.
But if it's just like not a serious relationship, then just don't do it at all.
See, me bringing up all the other aspects that Joe admittedly says that he lacks in those different areas with Lindsay or whatever, my mood, just imagining what my personality is like and probably how I'm going to feel about this going forward once I am married, if the other needs are being met, I am more likely to say, okay, sure, we can flip pancakes, even if it isn't great. But if everything else in the relationship is sucking or not going my way and you want to have bad pancake flipping, then I'm like, absolutely not. I'd rather not do it. So see, it sets the tone. Like, meeting my other love languages is going to make me more likely to say yes, even if I know it's going to be cold pizza.
That totally makes sense, Alex. So that's a female thing. There might be some guys that need that, but we don't need a moo. We don't need anything. We just need to get the batter and the griddle and let's go. Like, that's all guys need.
Yeah.
833 Joe Alex. Hey, good morning, Joe and Alex Show. Who's this?
Ben.
What's up, Ben? What do you want to say? Do you think that it's okay to have bad pancake flipping or just not even, you know, waste your time? Don't even do it.
Let's flip them.
Now, are you good at flipping pancakes or are you not that good?
I'm good. At least I think I am.
Yeah, see, that's what every single guy says.
Now, of course, a guy will call in for flipping pancakes, but ladies, where the heck are you at? 833 Joe Alex. I want to know what you think about that. Like, are you agreeing with what Alex is saying?
I think girls are less comfortable to, you know, express their flipping pancakes needs or even giving flipping pancake critique.
Like, yeah. Hey, you know what? I don't like the way you kind of flipped it that way. Let's try flipping it
right,
that way.
So I think that a lot of times guys think that they are the best at flipping pancakes, but it's just because the girls aren't speaking up.
100% yes.
Well, hey, you got to talk to the cook here. You got to let him know what your preferences are. You know,
he
might have his own recipe.
There's a huge problem, especially in this country in general. Men and women both, but especially women, do not communicate in the bedroom, you know. And I mean, this is also obviously coming from all my married friends and friends that are dating and friends that are flipping pancakes. I talk to them and they talk to me about this kind of stuff. And that just seems to be the main consensus.
Yeah, that's it. Same with all of my friends.
Wow, that sounds really troubling. Callie's on the Joe and Alex Show. What did you want to say, Callie?
I'd rather flip the pancakes.
Yeah! Even if it's bad, like, would you say something? Or be like, that's okay, pancakes are pancakes.
Oh, pancakes are pancakes, but if you burn the pancake, then, man, you got a bad batch.
Yeah, that's for sure. You got to be careful with that. Nobody likes burnt pancakes. Very good analogy right there. Hannah's on the Joe and Alex Show. What do you think? Would you rather have a bad pancake flipping or just not even waste of time?
I think it's just a waste of time. 9 times out of 10, I'd rather just not do it at all.
You know what would also be a determining factor for me would be, did we both get to eat or only him? Because if it's bad, but I still get to eat, then I'm like, okay. But if it's bad and I'm not eating, but he is, then that I'm never, never letting you flip pancakes with me
again. I assume what you're saying, Alex, makes sense. Because with a guy, like, no matter what happens, unless
they
like,
always eat.
Yeah, you always get to. Ladies, though, sometimes you're like, well, still waiting.
Yeah.
Are we going to get this thing working?
We're always last to sit down and have a plate.
I think that guys think that girls always eat. they don't always eat.
Yes, that's true too. And see, that's the problem.
I've never
girls,
got those kind of guys. I never understood that.
Stop faking like you're full when you're not. This is to the women because, see, then you're teaching the men, oh, what you're doing is correct, and then you
right.
wonder why they
That's
repeat that
so
behavior.
True.
How
that is
it?
So
please,
true.
How is it that the virgin on the show is the one that is speaking the truth here? Riddle me that.
Is she a virgin? E, you're on the Joe and Alex show. What's going on? E, what's up?
Hello?
I heard you laughing. What do you want to say?
Okay. So I'm married, and I'm kind of on the guy's side here.
How so?
Because my husband doesn't like to flip pancakes all the time.
What? Is he broken?
Yeah. Well, I think it's like health issues.
It could be. Like when I was on an antidepressant.
Yes, exactly.
I don't even want to flip pancakes by myself, and I used to make pancakes every day.
So whenever I can flip a pancake, I'm going to flip a pancake.
Yeah.
Now, every once in a while, we'll add the blueberries and the chocolate chips. But sometimes, if the griddle's hot, you're just going to put some batter on there and flip it.
E, you are the best. I am loving today's Joe Wants to Know. Jordan, you are on the Joe and Alex show. Are you telling me to stop speaking for all the guys?
I'm telling you to seriously stop speaking for all guys. You are starting to embarrass me. I used to be on your team in the mornings, but you know what, Alex? I'm all for you this morning. Joe, pick up the slack, dude. You're slacking.
Jordan, I'm being real with my situation, and I can be a great example. I can also be a terrible example. Do you want me to fake it? Jordan, I'm the best.
My wife's name is Lindsay. You're starting to make all of us look bad. Step it up, bro.
Jordan, I'm going to go home tonight, and I'm going to warm my wife's griddle up, and we are going to make the best pancakes you've ever heard of.
I'll hold you to that tomorrow.
I hope it's
better than the griddle.
You know what? McGriddles are pretty damn good, so don't you dare talk crap about my McGriddles. You know what? And I'll put a video up on our Instagram, okay?
No.
Don't worry. It won't go on IGTV. It won't last more than a minute.
I'll spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y.
It's the dummy.
Come on, sing it.
It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy.
Oh, yeah.
It's the dummy of the day on the Joe and Alex show.
All right. How about this? Kevin Bacon making it today into the dummy of the day. Can you believe that?
What? What is he doing?
Well, this guy, his real name is Kevin Bacon, was driving last week when he accidentally sideswiped a parked cop car. Now, why did he do that? Well, Kevin Bacon was looking at his phone. He was searching for an episode of Saved by the Bell that he wanted to watch.
Hey, you know what? Sometimes you just got an itch that you gotta scratch.
When I wake up in the morning and I think I'll ever make it on time.
And isn't the guy on that show named Scratchy or something like that?
Screech.
No. You shouldn't have said anything. I wanted her to work it out. Is it Scratchy or Screechy?
I knew it. I was so close.
Well, guess what, Alex? He told the cops which episode it was. I don't even know why he did that. Maybe they really wanted to get a detailed report. It was the episode called Screech's Spaghetti Sauce.
Look at that.
I guess it's where the whole gang of people decide that they're going to sell spaghetti sauce that Screech makes in his cooking class. Maybe it's really good. He was arrested and charged with gross negligence, operating a vehicle, leaving the scene of a crash, and texting while driving. But they could not charge him for having bad taste in shows because Saved by the Bell is legit.
The moral of the story actually had nothing to do with the dummy of the day and had more to do with the fact that even when Alex is wrong, she's still right.
We could say that.
Check out the dummy of the day at joeandalexshow.com.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh. 1, 2, 3, 4. Hey, it's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. Woo! Can we talk for a second about granny panties?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. I was worried you were going to say no. 833-JOE-ALEX. Normally when you hear the word granny panties, you say, oh, gross. Or you think of your grandma leaving some skid marks behind, but... the granny panty fashion trend apparently is on the rise, and I didn't even know about this. That's why I got to turn to the actual experts here on the show, Alex and Liv the Web Girl. They're saying that for a lot of years, the underwear, you know, keeps on getting smaller and smaller, and it's almost like, hey, are you wearing any? Now they're saying it's moving the other way. Apparently, the granny panty fashion trend is back. Celebrities with fashion lines like Rihanna and Kim Kardashian are pushing underwear with a high waist and lots of coverage in the front and the back, but they're also trying to, you know, look sexy at the same time, which makes sense. They use, I guess, they say lace and sheer fabrics, which none of this makes sense to me. I don't know. But they're saying it's really flattering to the women's legs. And I don't know. I saw the photo of Kim Kardashian in her granny panties and Rihanna, and oh my gosh, Lindsay, I'm getting you a pair of granny panties tonight.
Can I just tell you, I am a massive defender of the granny panty trend.
Wait a minute. You like granny panties?
I love granny panties. It is my jam. Like, so comfortable. Oh, yes.
Oh, my gosh. I disagree. I think they're so uncomfortable. All of the extra fabric.
Oh, that's what makes it comfortable.
Thank you.
Hold on. I don't disagree with Liv. Like, I could see where a woman was coming from right there, because I've heard that from my wife, that they don't want all that crap. But Alex, of all people, got the fashion, got everything going on, always looking good, styling, looking amazing. You want to have on granny? Are you wearing granny panties right now?
No, I mean, I have just normal underwear on right now. I will say that, like, my last choice is a thong always. I am not a thong person. I remember being in sixth grade, which now I think is too young, and never say yes.
Wait,
to
you had
daughter.
A thong in sixth grade?
Yes, because there was a girl in my grade that did, and I thought she was so cool, and so I told my mom. I used the excuse, you know, I heard it's more comfortable. I'm getting it because of that. Obviously, that's not true. We were getting them because we thought that it was cool and made it sexy. We were 12 years old, whatever. But ever since then, I'm like, yeah, this is the most uncomfortable thing I could possibly wear. Like, I own thongs and I do wear them, especially certain outfits call for them. But, dude, there is nothing like the soft swish of that cotton against your little butt cheek.
I just now I'm picturing in a gross way sixth grade Alex Clark
don't
with
picture it
booty floss
don't picture it it's a cautionary tale.
833 Joe Alex, are you team granny panty or are you like heck no? Like, so Liv, are you with not to get too personal, but for the conversation, are you more of a thong person then, or you just want, I'm trying to understand, like, what do you like to wear then? What's comfortable if you don't want granny panties?
Yeah, I mean, I would say that. I just think they're more comfortable. I mean, obviously, my first time wearing them, I was like, what the hell? These are not comfortable.
Butt blouse.
But, I mean, over the years, I just think they're way, way more comfortable. I just like lightweight, not a lot. It's just like, I don't like granny panties, there's just too much.
Apparently, ladies are kind of shy about their granny panties, but not Andy. Hey, Andy, you're on the Joe and Alex show. Are you team granny panties, or what are you wearing? Because Rihanna and Kim K are doing their own clothing stuff with all the granny panties.
So, I am team granny panty because I am a curvier girl. Like, I cannot have something shoved up my butt all day. It is not comfortable.
I agree. It really is queen of comfort.
But see, I don't understand. Like, yes. Like, Liv the Web girl, I wouldn't say a smaller girl, but she's nice and fit. Like, she wouldn't be a curvy. I don't think Liv's really curvy or, like, a bigger girl. And Alex is very petite. So, I mean, it's just personal preference? Or is it, like, bigger girls like granny panties and smaller girls want a thong?
I think it's just personal preference. Like, my comfort level, I can't. Like, for some outfits, of course, like Alex said, I agree, some outfits call for it. But, like, not all of them, not every day. Like, I have to have, like, my butt fully covered and, you know, not be uncomfortable.
Yeah, so. I would say my very favorite types of underwear are the ones that look like boy underwear, Victoria's Secret, or Calvin Klein underwear, because those look like boy underwear. But that kind of underwear is my jam.
Yes, like the boy shorts?
Yes.
Yes, those are so comfy. I actually slept in a pair last night because they're just comfortable, and you know, that's just comfy.
Hey, Andy, thank you for calling into the Joe and Alex show and letting us know that you're on Team Granny Panty. So I guess we know we're getting Alex for Christmas.
Well, when I was growing up, my mom would always tell my little brother and I, like, you guys really shouldn't sleep in your underwear. Like, just wear your pajamas, whatever, you know, let, you know, yourself air out, get comfortable, whatever. Mm-hmm. My mom would always advise that. And I would always torture my brother and tell him, no, don't do that. The spiders will crawl up your butt. And so I think I ruined that for him.
You are a sick, twisted individual.
I don't know why you're not asking Porkchop for his opinion. Well, he loves wearing thongs.
I was actually going to get into that because we've seen Porkchop wear thongs before. And that's cool, man. Whatever's comfortable for you is comfortable. Me, I don't like it because, man, it rides up my butt. I tried a thong on once. No, thank you. But so are you a fan more, Porkchop, of thongs that you wear, or are you more of a granny panty kind of a dude?
I prefer the Andrew Christian, which is just like a pretty much a sock over it.
Okay, I just threw up in my mouth.
You're listening to the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Oh, God. I don't want to say it, Alex. I just told Alex, hey, it's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. I just told her about how my wife heard on the podcast how I found Billie Eilish, if she was obviously 18. I find her attractive. I like that natural look of her and Alex and Liv, and everyone's like, oh, God, she looks like just, you know, ugh.
She looks like a crypt keeper.
And then my wife Lindsay's like, why the hell are you even married to me? I question everything about our relationship. Like that you, there's no way you're attracted to me if you're attracted to the look of being natural like Billie Eilish has.
No, I wouldn't say it's the look of being natural. Billie Eilish looks like if Halloween were a person. So yeah, I would say Lindsay is the complete opposite of that. She looks like a vampirist.
I just love your wife so much.
Yes, I love my wife too, and she's attractive, but I can have different types.
Billie Eilish looks just like Ethan, right, Liv? Ethan, what's his name?
Oh,
Carl.
You mean, Shameless. Carl from Shameless and also Lil Xan. If you look at a picture,
I will give you Lil Xan
and Billie Eilish right next to each other, they're pretty identical.
Maybe. If I were Lindsay and I found this out about you, Joe, I would be covering your eyes in the mall every single time we walk past Hot Topic.
It's funny. I'm not allowed to go to the mall with her anymore. I don't even know what that means. That's gonna do it, my friends, for a Tuesday edition of the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now 100.9. If you missed anything on the show, go to joeandalexshow.com. Our lives depend on you clicking on things. That's radionowindy.com if you don't know how to spell Joe and Alex Show. Twitter and Instagram, by the way, you can follow us there at Joe and Alex Show. Alexandria Clark, you're putting on makeup. Hot date, or what are you doing today?
Might grab some brunch with some friends. Might mess around and get arrested. You never know.
I hope you get arrested and get it on film this time.
I'll try.
Okay, Live the Web Girl, what are you doing today?
This is like the only day I have off this week, so I'm going to try to get some errands done and just rest. I see a name or a nap in the distance. See, I'm doing this detox, which I've talked about before.
You sound like you're drunk. Is it alcohol or what are you drinking?
No, it's not alcohol, but this detox, I'm not joking. I'm so tired in the mornings. And then from like 4 o'clock and on until like midnight, I have like the most energy in the world.
You should switch it up because you should have it the other way around.
I know. It doesn't make any sense.
Do you have like the bad, you're doing a lot of protein shakes. I just started drinking a couple a day. Are you getting the protein farts?
No.
Oh, God, you're lucky. They're the worst.
See, my protein is completely vegan, plant-based, organic, gluten-free, dairy-free. I don't know what kind of protein. You need
Some
to make
guy
sure
was
your
selling,
protein is
He was
okay.
selling it out of his trunk, so I took the deal. Pork Chop, what do you got going on today, dude?
I'm excited to go hang out with Chase's, my boyfriend, Chase's aunt.
Oh, like the furry aunt?
Yeah, no, her kid is a furry. She's up in a furry costume.
Do you guys, like, when you go out to eat, do they wear the furry costumes too?
I think I'm just hanging out with his aunt. She doesn't do the furry stuff.
It's the child.
Oh, okay. I didn't know if it, like, one of those things where it's like no shoes, no shirt, no service. Like, sir, if you're going to come in here, you have to take off your furry mask again.
No, they got to leave that on. It's part of the whole look.
How do you eat then?
Through a straw.
Yep.
Yummy. Okay, cool. Well, I don't know what the heck I'm doing. I worked out yesterday, and I think I blew my shoulder out, so that's cool. At least it hurts like crap. I'm going to try to walk the dogs. Is it raining again today? I feel like we're going to have more rain. We live in, like, a monsoon.
Yeah, it's a perpetual rainforest, I think.
Can't take it anymore.
2 p.m. is when it says it's a 30%.
Well, then I need to get out of here so I can go walk Benny and Paddington. I mean, oh, crap, they're listening. WALK. We're going to go for a WALK. My dogs go nuts when I say walk.
What do you do? Put your Alexa on when you leave in the morning?
No. Why? Should I do that for them?
No, you just said they were listening.
Oh, no. They have like those like the Apple AirPods or AirPods.
Yeah. Oh, they're listening on their AirPods.
Yeah, they put them in their little dog ears. I mean, are you poor? You don't have those for your dogs?
I know. I guess I am.
Apparently. All right. Well, hey, we can't do any of this unless we get the heck out of here. So Alex, Live the Web Girl, producer Pork Chop, and myself, Joe, let's say goodbye.
Bye. Bye.